The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
As usual, folks, anything you want to discuss, lines are wide open. If you've got something you think that deserves a public debate, love to hear from you. As I say, lines are wide open. But let me ask you this. Are you shaking your head in dismay at the lack of help that Ukraine is receiving? Are we really going to allow this kind of unbelievable brutality destroy a brave and innocent people? I mean, we all know the story, or at least by this time we should. Civilians targeted and killed, no question about it. Innocent civilians shot on the streets as they shop and bicycle. Women raped, some as young as 12. Hospitals bombed. Schools bombed. Thousands massacred, buried in makeshift graves. This is just the tip of the iceberg. The kind of brutality we have not seen since the days of the Nazis. But you know something? At least we fought the Nazis. We did everything we could. We threw all of our resources. Millions of people died trying to defeat the Nazis. But it's a far different story today. Far different. Let's be honest. Fact is, we have the ability today to stop the Russians in their tracks, okay? And we don't even have to send in troops, for heaven's sakes. All we got to do is provide Ukraine with the kind of air defense jets or missile systems or whatever it is to keep the skies clear of the killer bombers. That's what Ukraine has asked for from day one. I believe, and I think most of the experts believe, this is all it would take. On the ground, the Ukrainians seem able to handle the Russians quite well. But with the skies wide open, bombs dropping, missiles flying, what chance do they have? We have the jets to stop it. We have the missile defense system to stop it. But we refuse to send it in. I mean, here we are, 2 months. Do you realize this is now 2 months since Russia attacked? 2 months. And we still refuse to send in much of the equipment that Ukraine desperately needs, desperately cries out for. 2 months later, we in Canada, for God's sake, are still adding more sanctions, which we know are doing nothing to stop Putin. I mean, it's just a laugh, the sanctions. Let's be very honest here. I mean, what's the latest sanction that we applied to two of Putin's daughters? Big deal. And, you know, Trudeau gets up and boasts about all the sanctions and so forth. They're doing nothing. I mean, let's be honest. They're doing nothing, okay? I mean, here we are in Canada. Apparently, we have now sent four howitzers. This is 2 months later. Finally sent a little bit of heavy artillery. Four howitzers. The Russians have like 100 or 200,000 troops in there. Thousands of tanks, and we've sent in four howitzers. And we expected to be praised for it. The one thing that, and we talked about this last week, one thing that, in fact, Zelensky, president of Ukraine, personally asked Trudeau to send the Harpoon anti-ship missiles. We have somewhere around 80 to 120 of these Harpoon missiles. They are effective against ships, and they're also effective against tanks and other heavy armor, all right? We've got 80 or 120 of them sitting someplace in storage, gathering dust. We don't need them. We don't want them because we've got some new, more modern methods coming in. But for some reason, we're just dragging our feet. No excuse has ever been given. We just refuse to send them. It's unbelievable. And I think another nation that deserves a lot of criticism is Germany. Here is Germany refusing to stop buying and thus helping to pay for the bombs and the missiles, buying oil and gas, because they say if they were to stop buying Russian oil and gas, it would harm their economy, would destroy about 5% of their economy. So for this, they're prepared to allow thousands of people to be brutally murdered and raped. And I'll tell you something else. The environmentalists have got a lot to answer for here. We've already gone through this business about because they stopped pipelines here in Canada and stopped liquid manufacturing of natural gas, that we are unable to supply Europe with any gas, natural gas, or oil because of the environmentalists. That's one aspect. But do you know that because of the tremendous pressure from environmentalists in Germany, that they forced or at least persuaded the German government to shut down two perfectly functioning modern nuclear energy plants? Did you know that? And because they believe that you know, wind and solar would provide substitute, they didn't need nuclear, even though nuclear provides no emissions. There's no CO2 emissions from nuclear power. More than half of Ontario's power is provided by nuclear. And in Germany, it was the same situation, about half their power. But they shut down the two modern nuclear plants because of pressure from the freaking environmentalists. And as a consequence, they found out, wind and solar won't give us everything we need. So they're now buying, would you believe this? They say that on average, Germany alone is sending $200 million a day to Russia to buy their oil and gas. About 40% of all oil and gas that Germany needs comes from Russia. $200 million a day because the wind and solar won't provide what they need, and they shut down the nuclear thanks to the environmentalists. So they got a lot to answer for. But, I mean, then when you also think that Germany, in addition to refusing to stop buying oil and gas from Russia, also refuses to send in a lot of heavy equipment. Germany has a very modern and very large, well-equipped army, navy, and also air force. They refuse to send in the heavy equipment. Nobody seems to know why. They're just dragging their feet. Now, in defense of some of the other European countries, some of them still buying oil and gas, they're doing everything they can to find alternate sources. Sadly, Canada can't be one of those. But you know one thing, too, that I am asking? Where is Trudeau, or where is any leading government official in Ukraine? Boris Johnson, leader of Britain, has gone to Ukraine, went to Kyiv, met personally with Zelensky, took a lot of courage. Not only that, but the presidents of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and several other countries as well have also gone to the Ukraine. Where is Canada? Where are our I forgot to mention, two leading U.S. government officials have just returned from Ukraine, met with Zelensky. They had the courage. Here in Canada, we've got Trudeau boasting about shoulder to shoulder. We've got the deputy prime minister who has very close links. She is of Ukrainian descent herself. Where are they? Why have they not sent anyone to Ukraine? Shoulder to shoulder, but 6,000 miles away from shoulder to shoulder. Just one more example. But I just don't understand. I don't understand why we aren't doing more. I mean, the threat of nuclear weapons, is that really, really the reason? I mean, let's be very honest. Putin is no fool. He's not suicidal. He likes sex. He likes wealth. He likes the luxurious life. He likes the high life. He doesn't want to die. Putin knows damn well he sets off a nuclear weapon of any kind in any way, any place, he's dead the next day, and the Kremlin is leveled to the ground. So is this really what's keeping us, or is there something else? I don't know. Maybe it's sufficient. But when you see countries like Germany refusing to help finance the war against Ukraine, you see Canada refusing to even send a government official or even to send in weapons that we don't need anymore, it begs the question, why? And how about you, personally? Are you really willing to sit by and allow an innocent people to be butchered, to be raped, for a country to be destroyed? Because that's what's going to happen. What's your feeling here, folks? Are you satisfied with what we're doing? Where's the United Nations in all of this? Security Council, what a joke, right? Security Council of the United Nations set up supposedly to supply security. Some security. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. Russia has veto power in the Security Council. Beautiful. Who thought that one up? Where is Canada in all of this? Where are all of the refugees? We have a few Ukrainian refugees. To my knowledge, none of them brought here by the government. There's still no government-sponsored refugee program. My understanding is, from what I can see, there are Ukrainian refugees who have arrived, all privately sponsored. So we're not even bringing in refugees. More people are coming in every day through the Roxham Road illegally than we are bringing in from Ukraine. And where is Trudeau? The only place we find Trudeau these days is either in his jet plane or skiing in Whistler. Beautiful. What's your feeling, folks? What's your feeling? Are we in the West with the ability to stop this tomorrow or certainly this week? Are we really going to allow this to happen? I can't believe it. Sadly, it seems to be happening. John, we got any responses yet coming in?
Yes, we do. On Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, on Twitter, and of course by text. And we invite your phone calls as well. The number here is 613-413-2217. All your show links available at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green, or if you just go to lowellgreen.com, you will find it there. All right. Tina Marie was the first comment in. She's on Twitch. She says, we should be sending more help now, but knowing our government, we as a country only ever go in post-war to clean up the mess. On another subject, Richard says, Bill C-11 has raised its head again. Michael Geist, you of Ottawa, received an ATIP. Trudeau and company still not being transparent. Bill C-11 will affect everyone, he says. Paul says, this is not Canada's war. All right. Gregory says, also feed the energy needs of Germany and shut the Russian banks. Here's an email from Jill. The address here is lowell@blasttheradio.com. Jill says, if Canadian citizens really wanted to get involved in the Ukraine conflict, they would scream and demonstrate. The politicians would listen and take action, but we don't. So they do nothing but talk. We are Canadians.
Well, we have, and there we are. One of the responses is, this is not our war. Which means to me that the person, whoever sent that, is prepared to allow innocent people, an innocent nation, to be destroyed for no reason. But I mean, here, when you say it's not our war, it is our war, because it's on our planet, it's in our world. And if Russia has a free hand to attack an innocent nation for no reason, like Ukraine, then what's to stop it from attacking us, or any nation for that matter? What's to stop it? Go ahead, John, please.
That's one of the things that drives me nuts is, you know, we're playing by the rules. There's rules. There's NATO rules and engagement rules. Well, he ain't playing by the rules. Why are we? I don't understand that. I will never understand that.
Sorry to interrupt, but I mean, we're not suggesting that we send in Canadian troops or American troops, or any troops on the ground. All we are asking for is some equipment that we are not using, but would probably save Ukraine, primarily jets and a missile defense system. Let me point out, Israel has a missile defense system that is so effective that it is able to shoot down about 90 to 95% of all of the missiles that are sent to that country. I don't understand why, and so if Israel has this kind of technology, I'm sure the United States has it, and I'm sure Germany has it. I'm sure NATO has it. In fact, I know NATO has it. So why are we at the very least not prepared to, this is the defensive weapon. If you don't think we should go in there and shoot invading Russians, could we at least have a system to shoot down their bloody missiles? It's available. We know that NATO has this system. Why aren't we providing that? I don't understand. And I don't understand Canadians or anybody of goodwill and a decent heart, how they would say that it's not our business. These are fellow human beings. Go ahead, John.
If what you're saying is true about these weapons and we're going to replace them, so the ones we've got in storage aren't going to be used anyway, what better reason to get rid of them than this?
I have no idea. The harpoons are the best example. And I'm not the only one who has raised this issue. This has been raised by a number of people, including a couple of columnists in the National Post. Yep. The harpoon with that someone has suggested maybe we're not sure where they are. We're so disorganized in our military here that maybe we don't know where these damn missiles are. But they're somewhere in storage gathering dust. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
Fire sale, literally. Over to YouTube, and I hope I'm saying your name right. It's GEE. The focus on military right now is gender-neutral uniforms. That apparently is more important. Peter says the UN and NATO are jokes, totally useless. Trudeau and Biden are too busy bringing people in Quebec and Mexican border for future liberal votes. They aren't interested in helping bringing in people from the Ukraine, just more of the same disgusting stuff that liberals do.
Well, let me just come to Biden's defense. I'm no great fan of Biden, but the United States is the one nation that is providing most of the heavy weaponry. And two leading American politicians, I can't keep track of it, but they're leading politicians, went to Ukraine, which is more than any Canadian government official has done, and apparently they have promised a good deal more weapons. So I think the United States is one of the few nations that's really stepping forward here. A little late, I grant you that, but at least they're stepping forward, which is more than we can say for Canada. Four howitzers. Oh, my God. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, the States is in for a couple of $1 trillion at this point, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
I mean, it's obscene. We got a lot of comments to get to. You want to get a word in for Shields here while we're on?
Shields.
In between?
Yeah. Now, once again, folks, I want to talk about money. I've done a little bit of checking here. I've done a little bit of price comparison myself. And what I am saying is right. There are a number of items, appliances we're talking about now at Shields, where you will find the savings are greater than you're likely to find at a big box store. So if you can get better prices or even matching prices and deal with a local company, family-owned company, that can deliver within 2 or 3 days, my question to you is, why not? Why would you not? If you can buy local, family, comparable prices, maybe even better prices and better delivery, why go to Bad Boy or why go to a big box store? If you can, shop local. If it's appliances or anything else, if you can and prices are comparable, it's only common sense. You know what? You're only helping yourself. If you help your neighbor, you help a local business, you're helping yourself. Because if they can stay in business, they can help you. These are the companies that are sponsoring, a little kids soccer teams and hockey and so forth. These are the big box store. You're not going to find a Bad Boy's name on the backs of any shirts, I don't think, playing hockey. Okay, that's it, folks. If you can shop local, please, let's do it. And Shields is really local. Go ahead, John.
All right, over to Facebook. And by the way, we are on Facebook, we're on Twitch, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, and we invite your phone calls. For those listening, I know you don't see the number on your screen because there is no screen to see it on. It's 613-413-2217. On Facebook, Mark says, I'm thinking that this Russian invasion in the Ukraine is being used as a distraction while the WEF and the liberal socialists are pushing ahead their environmental agenda and control punishment of the people in the Western world agenda. In the meantime, NATO is useless.
Can you imagine? I want to go back to this. The damage that the environmental movement has done here. In fact, I think you could lay a lot of the blame for the invasion in Ukraine on the environmentalists, including environmentalists here in Canada. But that the situation in Germany is just so typical. They pressured. Nuclear power is the cleanest power that, well, aside from hydro, falling water, is the cleanest power that we've got today. Okay? There's no emissions whatsoever from it. So they have two perfectly new, modern, well-functioning nuclear power plants in Germany, providing Germany with about half its power. The environmentalists are opposed to nuclear. They're opposed to gas. They're opposed, whatever the hell it is they're opposed to, just about everything. And so they're compelled the German government to shut down two nuclear plants, saying, well, we'll have, we can replace it with wind and solar. Except most days, the wind and solar can't provide anything near what they need. So they got to buy from Russia. 200 from Germany alone. This is a fact. Comes right from the United Nations. Germany alone, $200 million a day shipping to Russia. helping to pay for the missiles and the bombs. Thank you very much, environmentalists. Go ahead, John.
That would go a long way to paying off our debt if we could get our oil to them, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, I guess so.
Keep the comments coming on Facebook, on Twitch, on YouTube, etc., please. And I will pass them on to Lowell. I'll get them up on the screen as well. And anything left over, of course, I email to Lowell after the show. So he's got some late night reading. Peter says the UN. Nope, we read that already. Mark says, we said that already. Eileen says Trudeau couldn't stand up to truckers and talk to them. Don't expect him to do anything about Putin. He's hiding again.
Can you imagine this on Earth Day? This, I know this is sort of a side issue, but it just seems so freaking typical. Here is Earth Day when we're all supposed to shut our lights off and light candles, which are fossil fuels, unless it's beeswax. So, you know, replaced anyway. And so what does Trudeau do on Earth Day? He jumps aboard his jet and flies out to Whistler. Oh, this guy. And people love it. People still love him. Go ahead, John.
I was waiting for you to go there. Okay.
Oh, God.
Carl says United States Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday night.
Thank you. That's correct. Yes. And promised, apparently, a lot more heavy weapon. The United States understands the gravity of the situation, because if Putin is allowed to destroy Ukraine, which is a major European nation, and butcher tens of thousands of people, God knows what this is going to do in Europe. And whatever happens in Europe, I mean, if you don't think what happens in Europe affects us, check the Canadian stock market today, please. And you know the reason the stock market is way down? Because we fear a shutdown in Shanghai. This is what's affecting the market. So what I'm saying is that whatever happens anywhere in the world has an effect on us here, one way or the other, believe me. And you know what? There's also a matter of conscience. You know, if you don't have a conscience, then allowing innocent people to be raped and butchered and children to be killed, if that doesn't bother your conscience, then we're in bigger trouble than I thought. Go ahead, John.
All right. The number again here is 613-413-2217. This person writes, Lowell, one of the reasons most countries don't want to get involved is Putin basically said if they do, it's an act of war and he may use nuclear power. Of course, the U.S. is not afraid. We are basically protected by the U.S., so we should just give weapons.
But I repeat, I don't believe this is the reason we're not going in at all. Nobody believes that Putin is going to use nuclear weapons, because Putin knows if he sets off a nuclear weapon, he's dead. I mean, let's be honest. He's dead within an hour, probably. The Kremlin is wiped to the ground, is destroyed. Moscow is leveled to the ground. Come on. He's not going to do that. He may be a bit wild, but he's not suicidal. No indication of that. Go ahead, John.
Back to YouTube, and another comment in from G, who says the prime mistake is flying around different parts of our country pushing the climate change agenda or vacation. So much for his leadership and carbon footprint. It's all theater, this climate change.
But where is any other government official? Here we have, you know, I was really impressed with Boris Johnson. Okay? He was the first world leader, and he went right to Kyiv and met with Zelensky there. And Kyiv was under fire at the time.
He walked through the downtown core.
That's right. Boris Johnson went there without a flak jacket, by the way.
Yes.
The leaders of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and several other nations have also gone to show solidarity. Where is Canada? Where is Trudeau? The other is Freeland. Freeland's ancestry is Ukrainian. And in fact, she's playing on that right now. She was playing up the fact that she's Ukrainian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's using that as a political weapon. But why isn't she over there? Why, if she really, really cares about Ukraine that much, why isn't she there? Or why haven't they sent some government official? Why isn't our Minister of Defense, whoever the hell that is these days, why isn't he over there? I don't understand what's going on here. Why we, you know, this country has always, we've always punched well above our weight. First World War, Second World War, Korean War, we were there. Peacekeeping, we were there. We're not there today. Go ahead, John.
See, and that's what bothers me when people say this is not our war. Canada is a country that is made up and has opened its doors and is built on bringing in people from other countries. A lot of my lineage goes back to the Ukraine. Tell somebody in Winnipeg, tell somebody in Manitoba, where there is a huge Ukrainian population, that it's not our war. It absolutely is our war.
You know what? Anything that happens in the world today, this is a global situation. As I say, the fact, just as a small example, the fact that they're going to shut down Shanghai because of COVID is depressing the stock market today. Go ahead.
All right. Murray says the biggest problem with our country right now is young people don't want to work, period. Chrissy says, what's the death toll now in Ukraine? As each day goes by, Canada's government should be more and more embarrassed. To Facebook, and Eric says, the longer this monster is alive, the longer he can spin the propaganda to Russian public, gaining him support.
By the way, I don't always agree with Evan Solomon, but did you see the interview he did with the Russian ambassador to Canada?
I haven't seen it. I've heard bits and pieces of it, though, but I haven't seen it.
I have never seen Evan so angry in all of my life. He's got the Russian ambassador to Canada on his show, and he's asking him, God bless him, some tough questions. So he says to the ambassador words to this effect, so what's your feeling about the fact that the Russian army is attacking civilian? And the ambassador shakes and he says, no, the Russian military is only attacking military targets. We are not attacking civilians. Solomon goes ballistic. He says, that's a lie. That's what he said. That's a lie.
Good for him.
He said, we have all seen pictures of entire sections of cities blown apart. You know, schools bombed, hospital. We've all seen these pictures. No, says the ambassador. We only attack military weapons. And you can see Solomon is ready to come through the screen and tackle this son of a bitch around the throat. I wish he had. Go ahead.
Text 613-413-2217. With the Liberals, they are all just talk and no action. JT and Freeland will fly all over the world for a green meeting, but hide when dealing with Ukraine.
Sadly, so. Yep.
Peter says, Boris is a leader. We don't have one in this country. Find Trudeau and his clan worrying about total nonsense. We are an international country, and it's our damn war to do all we can to keep the world free from thugs like Putin. But then again, Trudeau is a thug to a great extent. Example, the trucking convoy.
Well, I don't agree that Trudeau is a thug, but I certainly agree with other portions of what you said. It is our responsibility. If for no other reason than we're all fellow human beings here. Okay. Go ahead, John.
To your comment regarding the interview with Evan Solomon, Terry says, deport that weasel. Kelvin says, Lowell, I really think we can't understand this war because we don't know the truth about this war. But I bet Biden, his son Hunter, and Trudeau certainly do.
That's nonsense. What do you mean we don't know the truth? We know that for no reason whatsoever, other than he thought that he could overwhelm Ukraine in a day or two, Russia attacked Ukraine, and they are now attacking. So how people today could say we don't know the truth when we see the truth all the time? I mean, do you really think they fake pictures of entire cities destroyed, for God's sake?
Sadly, ahead, yes, John. Some people do. I see that everywhere. Yeah. It's disgusting. All right, Richard is in to say the current Minister of Defense is a female, Anita Anand. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, why isn't she over there? Why hasn't she gone to meet? You know, we say, there's Trudeau. Trudeau's trying to make political hay out of this, and so is Freeland. Shoulder to shoulder. We've got your backs. We've got your backs. Bullshit. Go ahead, John.
Gina, I believe this is the first time we've heard from you. Thanks for being part of the show. And by the way, thank you to everybody who shares this on their Facebook timelines and their social media channels.
Please share, folks. Yep. It's the only thing we ask of you. We're not asking for money. We're not asking for praise or anything. All we say is, look, you can help us and spread the message, whether you agree or not. If you think that it's not a bad idea to have a few opposing views out there, just punch share. That's all it is. That's all we ever ask. Just punch share. Simple. Thank you, John. Go ahead.
No problem. Over to Gina again. Is Freeland not in Portland for meetings, or was ended up in the wrong city and spent a fortune traveling back and forth?
I don't know.
Laurentian View Terry on Twitch. Is Trudeau gone to Whistler until Rolling Thunder rolls through Ottawa this weekend? That's the motorcycle convoy coming our way. James says the fern hangers are opposed to all energies except that which they use. That doesn't count, of course. Earth Day, says Terry, while the earth is being blown to smithereens. Murray asks, nuclear, what could possibly go wrong? Anne says they're not opposed to flying all over the world. Sonia is in to say there is no more common sense in this world anymore. Dawn's comment is as follows. Some people don't care unless it affects them personally. This is also sad. Eric, this monster is just another Bin Laden. Surely Intel knows exactly where he is. On Facebook, Joshua says two Harvard students made a website to help connect Ukrainian refugees with people who will take them in 3 days. Two university students did more for Ukraine than our government did.
That's a very good point. I was fascinated by that. That's a very thank you very much for reminding me of that. Thank you. Go ahead, John.
Dean, I'm getting the sense that Trudeau is more worried about Canada cutting its emission rather than trying to help Ukraine.
Well, he is. There's no question about it. This is still uppermost. And in fact, Trudeau went to Europe. I forget where the hell it was. And he lectured them on, you know, they were talking about what they can do to help Ukraine. And you know, could Canada help with some oil and gas, etc.? And Trudeau lied and inferred that, oh, yeah, we'll help you with some oil and gas, which we can't do, of course. But at the same time, lectured the people there on the necessity of reducing emissions. I mean, we have a whole country, thousands of people being butchered, and he's worried about lowering emissions. Honest to God. John, we're right out of time here. Thank you. We've had some very good comments. Yeah. We thank you. Please share the program. That's all we ask, okay? Don't send money. Well, if you want to, but just share. That's all. Thank you. Thanks, John. Back tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.